And this is West Michigan's Morning News. Steve Kelly, Tony Brooks in for Brett Bakita and Lauren Smith. It's another Tax Tuesday, and the professor back with us, Chris Harper, with Grand Valley State University, senior manager at Hungerford Nichols. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Today we take a slash at tax benefits of higher education, and I guess who gets the bigger benefit, right? The student or the parent of the student?
That's one of the big decisions to make, because you see, if the college student is claimed as dependent on mom and dad's tax return, then, you know, the parent gets to claim the benefit. But otherwise, the student might try to claim that benefit on their return. So it does make sense to look at, you know, who could get the bigger benefit. A lot of times, mom and dad have a higher marginal tax rate and a greater overall tax burden. But as we'll see, you know, there are some income limitations associated with these benefits. So, you know, sometimes it might be more advantageous for the student to take that benefit on their own return.
So I guess one of those things is the tax bracket, right, that the parents are in to begin with?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has a marginal tax bracket. In other words, we have a progressive tax structure in the U.S. where the more you earn, the greater your taxable income, the larger the percentage. So pretty good chance that mom and dad are in a bigger tax bracket.
There is an IRS publication that can help with this, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, if you want pages and pages of reading. And in reality, I mean, this is where you can go to for some guidance, because it all comes down to a couple credits and two deductions. And it's publication 970. Really easy to find that on IRS.gov, publication 970.
Okay, so you said credit. What is the American Opportunity Credit, and how does it apply?
Well, the American Opportunity Credit is the most lucrative most of the time. So, you know, what this is really going to be is for your first 4 years of college. It's a maximum credit of $2,500. You have to be enrolled at least half-time for at least one academic period during the year. You know, but at $2,500 and with a big part of this being refundable, it's what you want to look at for your typical undergraduate student.
Then the lifetime learning credit, how is that different?
That's what happens when Steve Kelly goes back to college, okay? Or me or whomever. This is for the lifetime learner, as the credit credit's name implies. So it's not just for your first 4 years. It does not require at least half-time attendance. This really is a $2,000 credit maximum for people who are lifetime learners.
And when you look at tuition and fees for going to school, those are a deduction, not a credit.
Well, you know, the credits are based upon tuition and fees. The difference is a credit reduces your taxes dollar for dollar. If you get a dollar credit, your tax bill should go down by a dollar. If you got a dollar deduction, your tax bill goes down by a dollar times a percentage. So the tuition and fees deduction is available, at least for this year. It's not available beginning in 2021. So for the tax year you're filing right now, it's like the last year for this one. But, you know, most of the time the credits, one of the two credits is more lucrative. But don't be afraid to optimize. If the tuition and fees deduction happens to be better for you, go ahead and take it. That might be the case, you know, a higher bracket or something like that.
So you want to make sure you get as much as you can, but you don't want any red flags. Where can we possibly get into trouble double dipping?
You know, that's the deal. If you already received a tax benefit for some funds, for example, let's say that you received a scholarship, which is terrific, and a lot of times scholarship funds are tax-free. You can't turn around and use those dollars again to obtain a credit or a deduction. Same thing is true if you were to take some money out of a qualified tuition plan. Maybe you have a 529 plan or something like that. That's already had the tax advantage attached to it, so you can't double dip there.
He is a senior manager at Hungerford Nichols, professor at Grand Valley State University. Chris Harper, always good stuff. Thank you.
Very good. Take care.